came back in the same suit that he was buried in, similar to the one his grandfather was married in. Yes, he was still fresh to death, bling, two ear rings, a chain laying on his chest. He still had it cause they couldn't find it, and the bullets from his enemies sat like 2 inches behind it. Smelled the Hennessy from when his niggas got reminded and poured out liquor in his memory. He didn't mind it, but he couldn't sip it fast enough, so the liquor was just filling the casket up. Floating down by his feet was the letter from his sister, second grade handwriting simply read, I miss ya. Suit jacket pocket held his baby daughter's picture, right next to it one of his man stuck a swisher. He had a notion as he lay there soaking, he saw that the latch was broken. He kicked his casket open and he,
this life goes passing you by, it might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 if life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, yeah, paying your dues. Chasing the cool.
Not at all nervous as he dug to the surface. Tarnished gold chain is what he loosened up the earth with. He used his mouth as a shovel to try and hollow it, and when he couldn't dirt spit, he swallowed it. Working like a reverse archaeologist, except his buried treasure was sunshine. So when some shined through a hole that he had drove, it reflected off the goal and almost made some blind. He grabbed onto some grass and climbed, pulled himself up out of his own grave and looked at the time on the watch that had stopped 6 months after the shots that had got him in the box, ringing Haney out his socks. Figured it was hours because he wasn't older. Used some flowers to brush the dirt up off his shoulders. So with a right hand that was all bones and no reason to stay, he decided to walk home. So he,
this life goes passing you by.